I'm Cassie, and this is all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. Can you believe it? The Beatles' Abbey Road turns 50 this week. Like a fine wine, it's aged well. Arguably the most influential rock album ever. Don't agree? Hit us up on our socials and tell us so. Green Day have dropped the music video for their dancing new single, Father of All. The new song has divided music fans, with some saying they're no longer punk and others loving this brave new direction. Blues Fest is coming back for Easter next year and have announced a handful of sideshows. One act to look out for is a new artist who Dave Grohl is such a fan of he's been busking with lately, and that's Brandi Carlile. Tickets are on sale this week. Well done to local boys the Teskey Brothers, who have sold out their Run Home Slow Aussie tour. The tour supports their brand new album by the same name, and it's out now. Reunion shows are all the rage this year, with bands really hitting us up with a dose of nostalgia. But what's great about it is the quality of the performance is so high, sometimes better than they were 20 years ago. One of those back together is Motorace, following the release of their back catalogue. Talking to Triple M this week, the singer Patrick gave us the exclusive on some new material the band are working on.
We are looking at doing some recording after these shows. We've got a couple of shows. We're going to kind of reconvene in October and go into the studio and fuck around with some ideas that we've been working on. Don't know if it's going to result in an album, but I think there will be a release of some description soon-ish.
Look out for more from these guys next year. It's the year of the music film, and local team Claudia and Michelle have made possibly the most important watch yet, Her Sound, Her Story. The film interviews women in the Australian music industry, from household names Ella Hooper and Kylie Minogue, and looks at the struggles women face working in this industry. The film is a must-see for all Aussie families, and it's available online now. Jimmy Barnes is shutting down towns across Australia. Not literally, but the tour is making its way around the country. Don't miss out on this huge gig with special guests Jet and Eskimo Joe. Now, the Foo Fighters announced last month that they're opening up the vaults, releasing rare and never-before-seen or heard video and recordings. And the band have just dropped a new EP, Live in Roswell, from 2005. The band want you to get involved. You can submit your favourite Fooey's memory on their website now. It looks like metal legend Scott Ian's son is taking after his dad. The 8-year-old joined the Foo Fighters on stage this week to play their hit single Everlong in front of a massive festival crowd. Paul Kelly dropped in ahead of his huge gig heading the AFL Grand Final. Although we didn't give away what songs we're going to hear, he did say he's bringing out the full band.
We're doing two songs, so I'd rather keep it a surprise.
Fair enough. Yeah. Full band?
Full band, yeah. Full band with Thicker and Linda as well, so... Oh.
For all your rock interviews and news, subscribe to Triple M Rock News on the Triple M app now. And don't forget to follow us on all socials. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.